Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And our guest today is Jessica Miller, the representative of the Illinois Make-A-Wish organization. Jessica, welcome to Around Town.
Thanks for having me.
So, Make-A-Wish of Illinois, tell us about what's going on in your world today.
Sure, absolutely. For those who don't know us, we create life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses. So there are kids in every community who are diagnosed with an illness that is pretty devastating, that may, in fact, end their lives, but many are able to recover. And so we're there for that time in the middle when they're dealing with that new diagnosis and trying to help them find ways to cope and overcome it.
So last year, what did Make-A-Wish do as far as total grants?
So last year, we granted more than 700 wishes, 729 to be exact, in Illinois. So those are just kids in Illinois who were diagnosed with a critical illness, and we were able to create a great wish experience for them.
Do you find with these children, I know you say some make it, but some are terminal. What's the age group like?
So we are granting wishes to kids who are over 2.5 years old and under the age of 18. And we cover a pretty good swath of that. There's no one group that's no one age group that's more than another. We are covering that whole age range. And so we see kids from all different ethnicities, age groups. We grant wishes for kids with more than 150 conditions that would qualify. So we see a lot of different type of medical issues. So that's when we're granting their wishes. And then we have a very strong alumni program. So what people sometimes don't know is that a lot of children are able to overcome their condition and stick around with us to help grant more wishes. So as a part of the alumni community, they speak on our behalf, they fundraise for us, and they speak to their disease organizations to make sure kids who are newly diagnosed have the opportunity to have a wish granted.
I'm sure, too, even the parents of children who passed have continued with donations helping the organization because their child was given a wish that made them very, very happy before they passed.
Yes, yeah, we do have a lot of families who raise money in memory of their child. It is one of the bright spots of dealing with a devastating diagnosis when going through the wish journey. So they want to remember the good and happy times. And also they find their families affected by that much longer after the wish is granted. And so we do have a lot of families who stay involved, even if their wish child passes.
What I find it to be very interesting is that every 20 minutes, somewhere in the country is diagnosed with a critical illness. That just boggles your mind.
Yeah, it's true. And once you are aware of that and you start thinking about it, you'll hear about neighbors or family members or kids' classmates, maybe someone in the church who knows someone who's had a wish granted, because that many kids are being diagnosed. Here in Illinois, we know that it's about 1,200 kids every year that get diagnosed, and we're granting about 730 wishes. So there's a little bit of a gap there. There's more that we can do, and we need the community support to do that. Make sure that every kid has the opportunity to realize the benefits of a wish.
Now, what area does your chapter cover?
We cover all 102 counties in Illinois. So everywhere in Illinois, within the state borders. Yeah, yeah. We have volunteers in most communities. We could always use more volunteers to help bring these wishes to life. And it's such a rewarding experience, I think. I have volunteered to grant wishes myself, and I work with a lot of our volunteers who are longtime wish granters, and they really get a lot out of being able to bring smiles and bring hope and just some kind of light during a really dark time in a family's life.
So tell me how a volunteer, first of all, would get a hold of you, and second of all, how they would contribute to your organization.
Absolutely. So our volunteers, wish granters work in teams of two, and they have a staff contact as well. So together they will plan and coordinate whatever the wish experience is for a child. The volunteers may go out and meet directly with the family, which is why we look for volunteers in every community. And then they will, we give them training so they can learn what a child's wish is and how to plan. Not just the wish itself, but the time leading up to the wish and the follow-through after the wish, so that it is a full spectrum experience. It is something that that families can look to when they need something positive, and it is a way for volunteers to get to know families in their community and really make a tangible difference when they're meeting maybe the kid they know from soccer.
So if somebody wants to help out for a child that wants a wish, and they have to make the contact, for example, if someone wanted to meet a sports figure, do they do that or do you do it on their behalf and then they just kind of help out?
So we have a number of celebrity wishes and relationships. So our staff has maintains those relationships. What we need volunteers to do is to meet the families and to learn about what the child's wish is. And then we can our staff can handle part of it, but the volunteers are the ones who can make it extra special. Like we our staff will handle the logistics and if there's travel involved and all of that kind of stuff. But there's so many more aspects of a wish. Designing it, talking about what they want to do, having conversations about what they envision their wish to be. And then our volunteers make some special and really sometimes endearing meetings along the way to keep the excitement up, to keep the anticipation up, to keep the child thinking about what is about to happen, and hopefully give them the strength to look forward past their illness and to other things that are possible.
Boy, I don't know how you keep from drawing a tear in your eye and a lump in your throat because it's very rewarding and very gratifying, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I've been around a while. I'm lucky to work with some of our volunteers who have been around for more than 25 years, but they are just as excited now as the volunteers we onboarded last week. And that's something that, just about anyone can be a volunteer if you don't, if you like to meet people, if you want to help kids. We offer the online training for free, so several times a month. So it's easy to get kind of engaged and started and learn more about the whole aspect of it. Anyone can learn about it. Visit Wish Illinois. Wish.org/Illinois to learn more about the next volunteer orientation.
Well, I'm looking at some notes here. In your community, overall, your chapter has granted over 17,000 wishes. That's phenomenal.
Well, it is. It's incredible. We have more than 1,000 volunteers at any given time. We have a very generous community. Not just with their financial contributions, but also businesses and individuals who donate different aspects of wishes to help make that happen. There's no way we could do that without community support. We are one of the largest chapters in the world, and we're very proud that but every wish is crafted specifically for that child. So, yes, it's a big number, but it's an individual experience for every child. And that is the important thing because when a child has the opportunity to express their wish, it empowers them beyond their illness. It gives them some hope that things can change and hopefully builds their resilience.
Have you had any very unusual wishes, Jessica, that you can remember?
I mean, Sure. Yeah, we've had quite a few different wishes. We the superhero wishes always are interesting to me a little. So far, it's mostly been boys. Little guys have wild imaginations.
Oh,
They're trying
Spider-Man, I
to,
would imagine, right?
well, or they make up their own superhero and they tell us all these superpowers that they want. So we do our best to create an experience where they can have some semblance of that. We get actors and volunteers involved. We will work with a villain so that the super kid can can feel the victory over them, and it's great community involvement. So those are always unusual because you never know what they're going to ask for or how they're going to go. But you know, we've had I myself granted a wish. Girl wanted a hamster, so they're small and sweet. She wanted something to love on and keep with her while she was recovering. She had to stay home a lot, so she thought it would be fun to have this little hamster in
her room.
That's
awesome. That is awesome. You know, we had a little boy on not too long ago, 4 years old. His name is Lachlan. And his wish was to be, what he wanted to be is a DJ.
Oh, yeah.
So we gave him the honor of coming into the studio here and recording and playing some of his songs. And Jim, our director over here, tied some of his songs in, and he really loved it. And I'm thinking down the road, if there was ever a child that wanted to be a DJ and wanted to record his voice, you should let us know, because if we can bring love to a child that's not going to make it in this world and has a short time to live, then we all have to offer what we can to help out.
Absolutely. Or that child may start looking toward the future and to what career they're going to do, something to get them, pull them through what they have to go through right now to recover from their illness. And maybe someday they will be sitting next to you in the studio for your show. You never know.
Well, if one wanted to record, and I'm sure that Jim would assist me, if one to record and we make a copy of it and give it to the parents, we'd be happy to do that and create some kind of a show for a child that's in need. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, think about what you're being part of Lachlan's little adventure. That's the best part of this job, is we get to share that with the community, invite people in to share the power of that wish, and making, there's nothing better than making a child's day.
Oh, absolutely. And I can tell by the smile on your face that you're really enjoying this. This is really love in your heart.
Yeah, I do enjoy meeting all of our wish families. I'm especially fond of our volunteers who give so much to make sure that each family has an incredible experience. So it is just you know, with so much going on in the world, it is a little bright spot where people can just pour out their support. And when a kid is sick, if you're not a medical professional, this is one of the things you can do to help.
Just a reminder, everybody, you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, WHRULP, and we are having a conversation with Jessica Miller, a representative for Illinois Make-A-Wish Foundation. Tell me about Sunday, October 15th, Jessica.
Yeah, so we're super excited. This coming Sunday, we are having our Walk for Wishes event in several locations across the state. And there is an option if someone doesn't want to come out to one of the big events, that you walk in your neighborhood in support of Wish Kids. We offer so many great tools to fundraise for Wish Kids. And it's also a great event because many Wish families come back and walk in honor of their kids' wish. So we love to see that.
And the events are going to be in Elk Grove Village and Lincoln Park in Chicago?
That's correct, yes. Out in Elk Grove Village, out at Bussey Woods, we'll have so many great activities. The fire department will be there. We'll have costume characters. There's some kids' activities and pumpkin painting. And, of course, the walk and a very short program with some words from a couple of local Wish families who will share why their wishes were important to them.
And tell us about registration for that.
Sure. Registration is free. It's super easy to sign up. Just go to wishwalk.org and we'll take registrations all the way up until the walk starts. So we do want you to check in. Register, even though it's free, we get you some information, some critical information that you'll need on how to get where you're going, how to fundraise, all that. You can see all the incentives, the t-shirt, the sweater. If you raise a certain amount of money, you can earn some prizes.
Okay. And you want to give that registration information one more time so people can write that down?
Absolutely. Register for free at wishwalk.org.
And if someone wanted to contact you for volunteer work, how would they go about that?
Yeah, so we are on all social media at Wish Illinois, or you can visit our website, wish.org/Illinois, or just Google Make-A-Wish Illinois.
Well, that makes it simple.
Yeah.
So now for the future fundraising for the children, what's lined up for the coming years or months or whatever?
Yeah. So we're just, we just turned the calendar page on our new fiscal year. So we are embarking, Walk is our first big event. There are a number of community events going on throughout the state. And those come up as frequently as every month or every week. But in December, one of our great partners, Ultimate Gymnastics, will be holding their Wish Classic competition for, and if you have a kiddo that's in gymnastics anywhere in Lake or McHenry County, they may have heard of the Ultimate Wish Classic, which has been going on for about 23 years. And they do an incredible tournament to raise money for Make-A-Wish every year. So that's happening. And then we're right into our holiday season, where there are a number of our partners, our corporate partners, who will be doing Shop to Help and special events to help Make-A-Wish.
I would imagine, too, around the holidays, it's even more difficult for those who want wishes to come true, because it's such an interesting time for children with, you know, Christmas and Santa Claus and everything else, that it's got to be a little bit more difficult for them. And I'm sure you work hard to get those things put together for them.
Absolutely. There's nothing that tugs on the heartstrings more than knowing that one of our Wish kids is sitting in the hospital during a holiday where everyone is out celebrating. We work with our medical partners at all of the larger pediatric hospitals across Illinois to make sure that the kids know that we're thinking about them. We try and cheer them up with some in-hospital parties and gifts. But also we are working hard with our volunteers to make sure that every child who's in the process of planning their wish has some contact with their volunteers, so that they can spark that imagination about their wish and keep them looking forward.
I know you sent me a note, and one of the notes you sent me in bold type says, waiting for volunteers, in really big, bold, heavy type.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the thing. You know, we talked at the top about every 20 minutes, another child is diagnosed somewhere in the country with an illness that would qualify for Make-A-Wish. We have a lot of kids across suburban Chicago who are waiting for volunteers to get started. They've been medically qualified. We have planned to fund their whatever the wish is. We just need people to make it happen. So if anyone is considering getting involved, becoming a volunteer is a very easy thing to do. It's very rewarding, and you can do it right in your neighborhood. You don't have to go anywhere.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Make-A-Wish opportunities in McHenry County, Jessica?
Yeah, yeah. So the biggest thing is, again, volunteers, wish-granting volunteers. That's the most that we're going to need. But also, if you have someone who's in a school, we do have a Kids for Wish Kids program. If maybe there are any teachers in your listener base, where we work with local schools to help not only teach, hands-on teaching about incorporating math and service hours and those types of things in support of Wish Kids. So we offer a lot of materials through our Kids for Wish Kids program. So that is happening in McHenry County. And I think probably, we work with a lot of Paneras in your area. Hamra Enterprises owns a number of Panera locations. And so they are doing fundraising for us many times throughout the year. So I would definitely stop in and check out what's going on with them. If that's an easy way to support Make-A-Wish, is to stop in to a local Panera and buy whatever the special is that benefits Make-A-Wish, or maybe a Blue Star.
You know, you may want to check into Culver's, because Culver's is very active in, fundraising.
We did this summer fundraising with Culver's statewide, and it was really great. And they are also a great partner of Make-A-Wish.
So if I want to be a volunteer, what kind of hours are we looking at taking the course on the computer or whatever means that are available?
Yeah. So the volunteer orientation is about an hour. That's a Zoom call. And then the if you decide to move on to WishGrantor training, there are other volunteer opportunities. You can be an event volunteer and support us at our events like Walk for Wishes. But if you decide to be a WishGranting volunteer, there's an additional training, which would take another about hour and 15 minutes. And then there's a background check. So all of our volunteers have to pass a background check every year. And once all of those things are done, then your hours really depend on how many wishes you take on. So we estimate it to be about 5 to 10 hours a month tops if you have two wishes going. And those hours will be, you know, if you are granting a local wish, like maybe a shopping spree, those hours will come all clustered together as you get ready to go with your wish child to the mall of their choice and go shopping. Or if it's a travel wish, they may be spread out over many months so that you can provide what we call wish boosts or little gifts and excitement along the way as they get ready for their wish, and maybe plan a fun send-off party or a big wish reveal with their school. So it's really up to you how many hours you put in.
I would imagine, too, there's some folks that perhaps they're not as active as they were when they were younger, that they can participate by helping support via donations for Make-A-Wish. They have something come together for some young person.
Yeah. So we obviously take all kinds of donations. Cash is the easiest thing for us to transfer into a wish, and it's easy to give on our website or to mail it in. That address is also on our website. But we also, you know, if someone's thinking about they maybe want to donate their stock or they want to make us part of their estate plans, that's really easy to do as well. And we offer all of that information. It's just, you know, you can find the information on our website or give us a call at our Chicago office, and our fundraising team can help you figure out the best way to do that.
So if we called you and said, okay, we want to make a donation, what are some of the wishes that these children have had? And you might say, well, this child wants this, and that's going to be a cost of X amount of dollars. Do you do that too, so people know what they can donate to make that wish come true for that child?
So we... donations will help all children. We put it all into a bucket because we don't want to overfund one wish and not be able to fund another. So we keep that as open as possible so that the money is flexible for the kids that need us. So when you make a donation, it comes to Make-A-Wish Illinois, and it will grant the next wish, whatever the next wish is. And we try not to limit ourselves to keeping it for one child when another child could use it as well.
Do you let the volunteer know that donor, do you let them know what that next wish would be then? So if I donate the next wish, you tell me that the wish is such and such.
Yeah, I mean, we can always talk about that. We're sharing about our wishes all the time on our website, on our social media, through our newsletters and those types of things. But just know that we're granting 750 wishes this year, no dollar is going to go unused for a wish.
Well, I'm sure there's people out there that have particular reasons to donate for a particular type of wish, something in their family, something that happened to them or somebody that they know, that they may say, gee, if this wish is coming up, we'd like to contribute to that. I'm sure you're going to have circumstances like that too as well, Jessica. Is that correct?
Yeah, that happens. And then we would put you with one of our gift officers to figure out the best way to make that connection.
And with your whole program, what do you see in the future here that your needs are going to be as far as any kind of a budget number that you need for this coming year?
Yeah, so we know that we are going to grant more than 750 wishes in our next fiscal year, which we're in right now. Our operating budget is just over $9 million for the state of Illinois. So that is what we're looking at. We're very proud of our program service expense ratio, which is right now at 72%, which is higher than most watchdog groups look at, and it's higher than our internal standards. It's a little lower than usual because we're still climbing out of the pandemic and have expenses related to that, wishes on hold. But that is something that that most donors do look at. And as we're talking about big numbers like that, you know, that $9 million seems impossible, but we are confident with a wide array of ways for the community to get involved. We will do that so that we can keep our promise of granting those wishes.
Well, that's pretty awesome. And we want to, before we sign off here, just thank Jessica Miller from the Make-A-Wish Foundation for joining us today and telling us all about the things you can do to help a child have a wish come true. We thank you for that, Jessica. And folks, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your community Huntley radio station. And we want to thank all of you today for listening. We hope to see you again. Jessica, thank you again. Have a great day, folks.
Thanks, Ron. Thank you.